But the soft brown muck dried into a hard gray shell, and Verdi could barely move. If he even budged, the stuff cracked off in jagged chunks. As each piece fell away, Verdi could see that his body was even greener than before. "This is terrible," cried Verdi. He pictured himself hanging around in droopy loops, itching and complaining and worrying all day like the old greens. He looked up into the sky, where the sun blazed a beautiful yellow, just like the color he used to be. Then he pulled the vine to the top of the tree. Launching himself from the treetop, Verdi startled a flock of colorful birds. He became dizzy with delight, sure the bright sun and his lofty speed would turn him golden again. In his joy, Verdi forgot he would fall back to earth. Whippity-wappity-flip-flap-wham! Plummeting through the trees, Verdi landed in a crooked sprawl across a log on the forest floor. He couldn't move. "Help!" he croaked. As usual, the greens had been watching Verdi's antics. They moved quickly to where he lay.
"Didn't we say it would come to this?" Umbles said, shaking his head.
Aggie sighed. "Lucky thing he's still got two good eyes." They gently lifted Verdi up to a safer place where they could watch over him while he healed. Neatly splinted to a branch, Verdi had no choice but to listen to the greens as they gabbed.
"Remember how I used to streak across the forest floor?" Ribbon asked.
"Quick as lightning," answered Aggie. "And I climbed giant trees like they were nothing. They grew taller then, you know."
"The things I dared to run down and swallow," Umbles bragged. "Wild boar were no match for me."
Verdi was astonished. "You used to run and climb and hunt giant pigs? What happened?"
"Ribbon crashed, just like you," Aggie replied. "I took a terrible fall and almost put an eye out. Then old Umbles here nearly choked to death. Now we all prefer the quiet life, a warm perch, a little sunshine, and an occasional good meal."
The greens rambled on about their days of glory, and Verdi settled in on his branch. Finally, one afternoon, Umbles said,
"Looks like you are ready to go again."
He carefully untied Verdi from the branch.
"You are welcome to come with us," said Aggie.
Ribbon agreed. The three greens slipped quietly back into the forest. Verdi wasn't ready to join them. He wasn't sure where he wanted to go, so he just stretched and stayed put until the sun went down. He listened to the forest come alive. Time passed. The sun and moon took turns in the sky. Verdi marveled as the full moon grew thinner every night. Then he watched patiently as it slowly grew round again. He wondered why he hadn't noticed that before. Verdi became so green that he blended perfectly with the leaves. He was so still that other creatures walked right by without seeing him. One fine morning, as Verdi basked in the sunshine, two small yellow snakes approached. They tapped and fidgeted as they stared.
get a load of that old green guy, one of them whispered. Do you think he ever moves? The other snickered. I seriously doubt it. They're just like I used to be, thought Verdi. And I'm now what I was afraid to be. He looked at his big green body and slowly smiled. How would you like to climb trees with me? He asked. With you? The yellows were astounded. I'll even show you my fancy figure eight, Verdi replied, though he was a little worried about putting his eye out. With practice, the three snakes performed a perfect triple figure eight. Leaping and looping with his little striped friends, Verdi laughed. I may be big and very green, but I'm still me. This has been Verdi by Janelle Cannon.